You're listening to SBS News.
Van Amran Binwan Hussein. Eugene Chujin Leong.
A prosecutor reads the names of those who had been on board flight MH17. It took almost 20 minutes to complete the list. For Serge and Vera Oreshkin, parents of 29-year-old Victor, it was a difficult experience.
That brings the day that I heard it on the phone, brings the memories back 5.5 years ago when I received that morning phone call at work.
It's very, very heavy. It's very upsetting. However, you know, we are glad to hear our son's name to be remembered. You know, so.
He's not forgotten.
The presiding judge began the hearing by addressing the families of victims.
Many have waited a long time for this day, the day that the MH17 criminal trial really begins. The downing of the MH17 on the 17th of July 2014 in East Ukraine is the reason that the case has been brought forward. As a consequence of this atrocious disaster, 298 people, men, women and children, died.
The dock was, as expected, empty. The four defendants are Russian nationals Igor Girkin, Sergei Dubinsky, Oleg Pulatov and Ukrainian Leonid Karchenko. They're being tried in absentia. Peter Langstrat represents family members of victims.
They are now under the protection of the regime in Russia. But we don't know how long this regime will last. So even one of the defendants, what I understood, said it in public. I'm not totally sure about this. That's first of all so, and there's the long arm of justice.
The four men are accused of directing the Buk missile launcher into eastern Ukraine and noting with delight that an aircraft had been shot down before ordering the weapons return to Russia. It's believed they had intended to bring down a Ukrainian military aircraft, not a civilian airliner. Only one of the defendants, Oleg Pulatov, has legal representation. His lawyer told the court the Russian denies any involvement in the downing of MH17 and questioned why airlines had been flying in the conflict zone. Australian Federal Police are part of the international team that collected the evidence that led to this hearing. Jennifer Hurst is a commander with the force.
This is a really significant milestone and a significant step forward in achieving justice for the 298 innocent people who lost their lives on that tragic day in July 2014, and also achieving justice for their next of kin, families and loved ones.
This trial could run for years. Those still grieving are prepared to wait. In Amsterdam, Ben Lewis, SBS News.